Shazia Seagander, Monsters Within. I began with very formal training at the National College of Arts in Lahore, Pakistan. I chose to study miniature painting, an ancient form that has fallen out of fashion, and that I despised as a child. I had this hateful relationship with it because it was such a tourist kitsch art form, and yet I couldn't get it out of my system. When I was growing up, you either rejected it because it was very traditional, or you proclaimed it as, "This is our heritage." I found both very extreme. In my paintings, I want to frustrate meaning by maintaining that edge of multiplicity and contradiction. My challenge is how to develop something which is neither personal nor cultural, but somewhere in between. People do not necessarily need to understand in-depth miniature painting to understand what is happening in my work. I maintain the method of the miniature, burnishing handmade paper and making my own vegetable dyes, but I insert contemporary forms into the miniatures to create fantasies that combine art, historical, mythological, religious, and personal imagery in an aim to highlight some fundamental issues of resistance, misrepresentation, and cultural exploitation. I had worked in Pakistan for many years focusing on formal aspects of art. When I came to America, it was about the experience of living, claiming lived experience, and trying to interject that into the work. I think of myself as an American, but I also feel that I have a privileged place from which to express things through art. My art deals with some extent with women's roles. I think that has a lot to do with my personal experience with my extended family. I feel very lucky, very privileged to have this experience, because my grandfather was very encouraging towards careers for women. My cousins, everybody, all the girls in the family did something with their lives. I also had a lot of freedom in understanding Islam. I cannot relate to any sense of oppression from their religion, and here in the United States, anything and everything associated with Islam is either terrorism or oppression for women. For me, art is not a conduit to politics, feminism, or religion. It is a ticket to experience. No matter how transcending, liberating, or empowering an artistic act becomes, boundaries always exist, be they economic, cultural, national, religious, political, geographical, historical, or psychological. As an artist, it is essential for me to understand and address such boundaries, if only to then break them down, to open up discussions, to raise questions, or to articulate their shifting nature.